Live from CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We call upon them when our lives depend on it. Paramedics, firefighters, and other EMS professionals who respond to 911 calls for medical emergencies. What daily challenges that can get in the way in providing efficient care. A big challenge is a waiting period, also known as a wall time, for a patient to be admitted to the hospital, because hospitals are also dealing with their own challenges with overcrowding and staffing. At its extreme, this waiting period to be admitted can take hours and has led to frustration among some first responders who say they can't leave. And this delay gets in the way of potentially helping another patient who may need more immediate medical attention. In response, some fire departments in Sacramento County have rolled out a telehealth pilot program for patients with non-life-threatening injuries. The pilot is called Tele-911, and the goal is to expedite patient care while freeing up ambulances and providing relief to hospitals. Joining us now is Rick Clark, Assistant Fire Chief of EMS with the Cosumnes Fire Department, to tell us more about this at-home virtual emergency room. Assistant Chief Clark, welcome to Insight.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So before we dive into this pilot, let's start off with the community that you serve, because there may be some people who are unfamiliar with the Cosumnes Fire Department area in the southern part of Sacramento County.
Yeah, thank you very much. The Cosumnes Fire Department has the privilege to serve the communities of Elk Grove, Galt, and then the surrounding unincorporated areas like Herold, Portland, those kind of places. Sacramento County Fire Service, though, is a boundaryless system, meaning that the ambulances from the Cosumnes Fire Department often go up into the city of Sacramento or Sac Metro Fire Departments, sometimes all the way up into Folsom, depending on the needs of the community.
Okay, so we are talking about a really wide area, a region that you serve in the county. So what logistical challenges does your fire department face when it comes to responding to medical emergencies?
The logistical issues that our fire department faces are really no different than any other fire department. Resources have a tendency to be a bit limited, right? When the county gets at its extremes for service, our responders end up all over the county, just like any of the other fire departments in Sacramento County. And we have some, limitations to the number of people that we staff every day. So we try to make sure that we use our resources to the advantage of the citizens that we serve.
A significant challenge that you discussed in the Galt Herald when talking about this pilot program are something that's called wall times. And that's the time that emergency responders like yourself, you spend waiting until the patient that they drove to the hospital can actually be admitted. And you said that this waiting period can last anywhere from just over an hour to as long as 10 hours. So how has the frequency and really the duration of these wall times changed in recent years?
You know, that's a good question. Wall times are also referred to as ambulance patient offload time, right, an APOT time. And that's been something that the fire service has been dealing with, all throughout California as well as the nation for probably 10 or 12 years. And with COVID and some of the other, medical related issues that are going on across the country, access to healthcare, The wall times have just continued to increase to a point where it's now affecting what we like to refer to as that next call. The Cosumnes Fire Department, we have eight 24-hour ambulances to serve the communities that I spoke of earlier. And quite often, those ambulances are busy waiting for patients to be offloaded from their ambulance gurneys to the hospital staff that, is dealing with overcrowded emergency rooms and overcrowded hospitals. And we just happen to be that last link in the chain a little bit for that. Our paramedics have a legal and moral obligation to maintain treatment of those patients. And so we do that. And this is a tool, the telemedicine tool, is just something that the fire service has grabbed onto a little bit to try and make sure that those patients who probably don't really need to go to the emergency room to access their health care, get that early access to health care that I think we all deserve.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about you know, trying to be nimble and strategic with resources for situations that are unpredictable, right? And your fire department is far from, you know, alone in this issue. It is a statewide issue. According to the state, I mean, every year, roughly 70,000 Californians have to wait an hour or longer in the hospital once they arrive by ambulance before they can actually be admitted. I mean, how does this strain of resources or this challenge of resources impact ultimately the morale of the fire department when you're waiting for up to 10 hours?
Yeah, firefighters are people that like to be busy, right? We come to work to serve the public, and while their focus is on the patient in the emergency rooms, they have an ownership to the citizens, you know, around their firehouse that they come to serve on a daily basis. And because they're at the hospital with a patient, they aren't necessarily available for that next patient in that area that they're, you know, they're sworn to protect, and they come to work and have a connection with. So, you know, others have to fill in for that, which is why the system is built and with its redundancy that it has. But, you know, the firefighters have that that ownership for that community that they serve, and they like to be the ones to serve them.
So that brings me to Tele911, this new pilot program that your fire department is part of in Sacramento County. What are the biggest changes with this pilot program?
Well, I think the biggest change is our access to the technology. Through COVID and some other increases in technology, you know, televisits aren't anything necessarily new that people have had the option to be able to visit their doctor over a computer or over an iPad. This is just really our ability to have that access. Paramedics respond as they normally would. They go through a paramedic assessment. They determine that the patient, you know, can have the option if they would like, because this is something that the patient absolutely can say, yeah, I really don't want to participate in this program. I would rather just go to the emergency room. So it gives our paramedics the ability to offer this service to them, and then be able for them to have a visit with a doctor, a board certified emergency room physician, same certification that they would get if they were to go to the emergency room, just over an iPad, with our paramedics help staying in the home with them. They, you know, most visits are travel, or the time for most visit, about 10 to 15 minutes, where they would, you know, get the advice of the doctor, maybe get some treatment from the paramedics, because the doctor has asked our paramedics to be able to give the medications that we carry with the doctor's advice or direction. And then there would be a follow-up visit the next day with that Tele911 company. Their staff will reach back out to those patients to make sure that the condition hasn't changed, that they were able to get the medicines that they needed, if they were to have sent them to a pharmacy, you know, have a follow-up visit the next day is essentially what that second visit is.
Okay, so the initial call is like 10 to 15 minutes, and then they get a follow-up the next day. Which patients are best suited for this pilot program for Tele911?
These are some of the low acuity patients that are going to spend the most time at the emergency room. So, you know, patients who have maybe run out of their medicine and need a medicine refill and haven't taken their medicine for a couple days, and now they're having some high blood pressure issues that are non-life threatening. Maybe folks who have conditions, you know, diabetes or epilepsy, and are just having difficulty and want some advice on continued care for something that they already have been diagnosed or treated for. In my fire department's area, we have a lot of convalescent care facilities that have a bit of a liability request when a patient falls to the ground or is having some concerns, and they just don't have the nursing staff or doctors on site to be able to help those patients. So they call us, and you know, quite often most of these are elderly folks who don't really need to go to the emergency room, but the facility that cares for them is asking them to be transported because of the condition they're in. So this one's a great opportunity for us to be able to really leave these folks in their home get them a visit with a doctor, meet the liability requirements of the facility that they're in. And studies have shown that most of these folks actually do very poorly if we take them to the emergency room. A lot of these are dementia related patients who that change in environment actually isn't really good for them. So we can leave them in their home, get a doctor's visit with them, make sure that their caregivers, as well as their legal caregivers that have their durable power of attorney, are on board with this decision for this kind of treatment, and really get them the best care at the best time with the best access. Mm.
You mentioned that this involves using an iPad or a tablet to connect patients with physicians virtually. What can you share with us about the doctors and the other healthcare professionals that you and your patients communicate with?
Yeah, so the Tele911 company is a Pasadena-based company. The doctor who started this was the medical director for the LA County Fire Department for years. He is since left there, still working as a physician in some of the local emergency rooms. Really was all about figuring out a way for firefighters to access medical care for the patients that we're seeing a little bit better. The folks that were contacting are board certified emergency room physicians who work for Tele911. Often they're doctors that are just on their day off from the emergency rooms that they normally work in across the state of California. And they have chosen to take call for a few hours for this company, and gives our firefighters the access to those doctors to treat based on the protocols that we operate here in Sacramento.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with Rick Clark with the Cosumnes Fire Department about their telehealth pilot program to improve emergency response for both patients and emergency responders. So since your fire department became the first fire department in the county to implement this telehealth service, and it happened not too long ago this spring, how has it been going? Any kinks to work out?
Any new program is going to have, some small issues. Most of them are around the technology that we use, right? Cell service. While we live in a fairly urban community, it still has pockets that are difficult for us to access sometimes. We've only started this in a couple of our firehouses. Two of our 9 firehouses have it currently. That will start to grow as we, work through some of the bugs and make sure that those are worked out, as well as our staff is comfortable with the process. So we've had, I think, 31 uses of the telemedicine process to date. And with, we have a rating system for that, for both the patient to be able to give us a rating, as well as the first responders to rate the service. And then I'm happy to say that we're getting really good ratings. I think we're, above, 4.5 on a rating of 1 to 5. Hmm. So I think we're doing pretty good as far as the people who have used it.
If you encounter a low acuity patient who may be a little uncomfortable or wary of relying on a virtual doctor, what options do they have? Can they refuse it?
Absolutely. This is completely up to patient choice. So we offer the service, we give them the information to make an informed decision. And then if they choose to not want to use this service, we'll absolutely still transport to them the hospital as we normally would.
You mentioned that you've had, it's been used like a couple dozen times so far. What are the next steps in expanding this pilot program?
Yeah, the next steps is in the next week, we're gonna open it up to 2 new firehouses. It does take, about 4 hours of training for our folks to be able to understand the technology and really the reason why behind the process, so they can give that informed consent to the patients that they're treating. Once that happens, we'll turn it on at the next couple of firehouses, and we'll continue to grow this program as long as we remain successful with it across our entire fire department.
Finally, you're not the only fire department in the county that's part of this pilot. Sacramento City Fire has also rolled out this program. Do you two collaborate and kind of go over how it's going?
Yeah, absolutely. I mentioned earlier that the fire service in Sacramento County is a boundaryless system. So we work together on a regular basis. The EMS staff from the city of Sacramento and I are in constant contact about this program as well as many others. The Sac Metro Fire Department is looking into a similar type of process for their fire agency, as well as Folsom is working. The city of Folsom Fire Department is working with a local hospital to try and do something in telemedicine as well. Hopefully, you know, the end goal is that we find the right one for Sacramento County through each agency kind of looking at a different option and eventually end up on one system countywide.
Assistant Fire Chief Clark, thanks for the time.
All right. Thank you guys very much for your interest. Have a good day.
You too. Rick Clark is the Assistant Fire Chief of EMS with the Cosumnes Fire Department, telling us more about the emergency telehealth pilot program aimed at improving emergency response in Sacramento County. Up next, a $1.5 billion investment is coming to Roseville. We'll learn why the tech company chose Roseville and the impact it will have on surrounding communities. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.